Last time we started Hilchos Gerim in Yoredeh Siman Reish Samaches. We're up to Seif Gimel. So these are sugyas in Yevamos. Adaf Mem Hei, Mem Vav, Mem Zayin. So the Gemara says in Yevamos, Adaf Mem Vav. Omar Rabba. Uv Dehava Bei Rebchia Bar Rebbe. There was a situation that arose in the Beis Medrash of Rebchia Bar Rebbe. The Osala Kame Ger Shamal Velo Tovau came along a ger who was in the process of conversion. Conversion or converting. He had his bris, but he didn't yet go to the mikveh. Amar Lei, he was told, Shehi Kan Adla Machar Vinit Belinach. Stay overnight, stay till the morning, and then we'll dunk you. And Rashi points out that it was Lila. Shema mina tlas. The Gemara says, from this story, we see three things. Shema mina ger tzarech shlosha, that a ger for conversion needs three. Okay, we didn't see that because there's a lot of names, and each one kept adding a name, and it ends up with three names because you need three. So that's the first thing the Gemara learns from the story, that to convert requires a bezin of three. The continuation, the Gemara goes on to say, because in the context of ger, it uses the word mishpa, judgment. Judgment is with three, and therefore, ger needs three. But for the story also, the Gemara wants to show that for conversion, three judges are needed. Mishma mina, we also see from the story in oger ajimo v'yitbo, that conversion requires both mila and tvila, bris and mikvah. Ushmamina, number three, why did they do it right away? Shmamina, ain't about to be the ger balayla. We don't dunk the ger at night. Why not? So Tosas points out, because it says mishpat. Mishpat, cases are not supposed to be judged at night, and court cases, mishpat needs three judges, and therefore we learn out that the conversion must be done by day in the presence of three judges. Now, there is a discussion by a judgment, the beginning of the judgment or the end of the judgment. So Tosfos goes on to say that even though he already had his mila, and he can say it's like the end of judgment, and end of judgment could be at night. No, we consider it like the beginning of judgment, and it must be by day. So that's one Gemara that we're going to address now in Shulchan Aruch, in Reish Samaches. Before we do that, let's do the other Gemara. So another Gemara going backwards in Yevamos, Daf Mem Hei Amud Beis, there was someone that they were calling son of Armayasa, son of Goya, non-Jewish woman. So Amar Ravasi, he said, Ravasi, Milo Tavla Lividasa, didn't this woman go to the mikvah to purify herself from being a Nida? Which sounds like, if she would have done that, then that would be good enough for conversion. The Gemara continues. Same thing, they were calling him son of Guy. Honor of Shimon Levi, Milotava Lekerio. Didn't he go to the mikvah after being a Baal Keri? So Rashi understands this very simply. There's lots of questions on it, but the idea is simple. Simple to understand what it's saying, not why it's saying it and how it works, but that the tevila for a nida or the tevila for a balkeri, I mean, it doesn't matter why you're going to the mikvah, that will count as a dunking for conversion. So Tosfos says, wait a second. But we just learned, I mean, it's going backwards in the Gemara, but that we know that a ger needs three people to oversee the process because it says mishpat. Then he says, and even if you want to hold that you only need one dayan min haTorah, if the woman is going to the mikvah because she's a nida, there's no man that is present. So how would dunking for being a nida, how would that help with conversion? Conversion requires men there. V'yei Shlomar, so Tosfos answers, It could be that the three men are only needed for Kabbalas HaMitzvos, Velo LeTevilasan. Could be that you only need the three judges there for her, him, or her to accept mitzvos upon themselves. But for going to the mikvah, you don't need it. That's one answer in Tosis. Another answer in Tosis is came of the Adua, since everyone knows that she went to the mikvah for being an Ida, it's as if they saw it, even though they don't have to see. We know that she went to the mikvah. She's a frum lady. We don't know if she's Jewish, but we know she acts like a frum lady. So we know she went to the mikvah. So we don't have to see it. It's as if they saw it. Then the other question is that a Nida go to the mikvah at night. And we just said that you can't do tevila at night. The Gemara said that they have to wait till the morning. And then Tosas basically says, it according to my previous answer, how do you get away without having three judges there? Because maybe the mishpat is only for the acceptance of mitzvos, and it's not for the tevila, so then the tevila wouldn't need three. And the tevila could be at night. It's only the acceptance of mitzvos that needs to be in front of three, and that would need to be by day. So the two answers. That's how Tosfos addresses this Gemara. Now, the Rif seems to have a totally different approach to this Gemara about the Nida. Rashi understands she's a Nida, she's going to the mikvah for being a Nida. That should somehow count for conversion. Okay, now Tosfos is bothered with the problems. The Rif says no. You know what we're really discussing over here? Her son comes to yeshiva. I don't know, Jewish. So, look at the mother. The mother's a religious Jew. If the mother's a religious Jew, she goes to the mikvah. Okay, she goes to shul. Mikvah is lav davka. Mikvah is not really significant. It could have picked any mitzvah. She goes to the mikvah, she goes to shul, she's the head of the neshe. She does, I don't know, chesed, isn't she Jewish? Whatever, she does all sorts of mitzvahs. So that seems to indicate that she's Jewish. Prove she's Jewish, but it seems to indicate she's Jewish, and that would be enough to accept her son as being Jewish. So it's not that the tevila is specifically a tevila because it creates a conversion. It just when it shows us that she's acting like a Jew. So the pashtus, we hold she's Jewish, so her son is good enough for to accept her son. Kind of like this chazaka. Like how do we really know we're Jewish? Now. Okay, so let's see that now inside. That's a major league, because we showed him how to understand that Gemara. So the Shulchan Aruch says in Reish Samech Ches Gimel, Kol Inyanei Hager, all aspects of conversion, Bein Lehodiyo HaMitzvos LaKablam, whether it is informing them of the mitzvahs for them to accept the mitzvahs, Bein HaMila, whether it is the Bris Mila, Bein HaTvila, the dunking in the mikvah, Sarich shiyu b'shlosha haksherim ladun, must be in front of three people that are kosher to judge. Ubayom, and by day. And the Shach explains why in Sivkat Ches. Dichsiv gabe ger mishpat echad yelochem. The word mishpat ain mishpat b'pachos b'shlosha ksherim. Mishpat is a judgment. Judgment requires three kosher people who are fit to be judging. Continues the Shulchan Aruch, Umiyo davka lechatchila. That's only lechatchila. Aba b'di'eved, but b'di'eved im lo mal otava ele b'fnei shnayim, but if b'di'eved, it was only done in front of two, haga'o krovim, or people who are related so that they're not kosher to judge a case, uva layla, or if it was done at night, and even if the dunking was not done for the purpose of conversion, a man who tovel for being a baal keri, and a woman went to the mikvah because she was a nida, they become a ger, a man, he's allowed to marry a Jewish girl. The woman, she's allowed to marry a Jewish man. Chutz mi kabbalas hamitzvah shemakeves in ena b'yom u'b'shlosha. Right, Tosas told us it could be that Mishpat is only going on accepting mitzvah. So lechatchila, we want three dayanim to be there for the mila and the tevila and the kabbalas hamitzvah. But b'di'evet, if you didn't have three, here Shulchan Aruch says two. The Shach and Sifkata and Yod seems to say even if it was only one would be enough, perhaps. So b'di'evet, we can go with Tosa's answer that the Mishpat is only going on accepting mitzvahs. So by accepting mitzvahs must be by day in front of three. But the Mila and the Tevila could be at night, and it could be in front of one or two. You don't need the three. Okay. So again, the chatzchila mishpat goes on everything. Everything needs to be done by day with three witnesses. But the b'di'evet, only kabbalas hamitzvos must be by day in front of three dayanim. Everything else can be done at night. Not can the chatzchila, but b'di'evet, it would be good enough if it was done at night in front of one or two dayanim. Ula Rifa Rambam, and according to the Rifa and the Rambam, Afilu b'di'evet shetova uma b'fnei shnayim, even b'di'evet, if it was done in front of two, o b'layla, or it was done in front of three, but it was done at night, ma'akev, it prevents the person from becoming Jewish. The awesome Yisraelis, and they won't be able to marry a Jewish girl. Avali nasa Yisraelis, but if he married a Jewish girl already, behold, it'd be men a ben, and had a baby. Lo paslina le, we're not gonna passel the baby. Now, what does it mean we're not gonna passel the baby? Even if he's a full fledged guy, and he marries a Jewish girl, the baby's Jewish. We're not gonna passel the baby. So, what is the chiddush of Shulchan Aruch? That if he did a questionable conversion, but he already, what kind of questionable conversion? That it was done by Laila or in front of only two, and he already married a Jewish girl, had a baby, so the baby's kosher. So anybody, the baby's kosher, because a Jewish woman has a Jewish baby, regardless of who the father is, even if the father's a guy. So the Shach discusses this in Sifkat Yud Aleph. Shach asks this question. The Alpha got the kind of feel akum, even a guy shabal basis of that kosher, even though we hold that a guy who's with a Jewish woman, the baby is kosher, is Jewish. Let's say they have a baby girl. If a guy lives with a Jewish girl and she has a baby girl, that baby girl is 100% Jewish. However, the Shulchan Aruch points out at the beginning of Eben Ezer, that baby girl is pagum lekuhuna. She can't marry a kohen. The chiddush over here, she can even marry a kohen, because for this purpose, we're going to consider the father as having converted, even though he didn't do it 100% properly, even though he did it at night. Again, a guy with a Jewish woman has a baby, the babies are Jewish. If it's a baby girl, that girl grows up, she's Jewish, but she cannot marry a kohen. Pagum lekuhuna. Okay, that is Seif Gimel. Look at Seif Dalet. This is also big machlok as we've shown him. Hoel utvilas ger tzarech bezin shel shlosha, since the tvila of the ger requires a bezin of three. You can't do the conversion. The tevila cannot be done on Shabbos nor Yontif. Okay, now the Shach points out, Usmag Shach Sifkot Niyagimo, Usmag Kasa B'Shem Ba'al Ochos Gedolos, the Matvila Noso B'Shabbos Yontif. That you can do it on Shabbos Yontif. Okay, now in general, there's a discussion about going to the mikvah on Shabbos, And we hold that it is mutter. The Gemara says, it looks like you're just cooling off. It doesn't look like you're actually fixing yourself. If you'd really be fixing yourself, so then that would be a problem. It's all exciting. So you get a debate of Daf Yud Zayin, maybe for reasons, and how it relates to Tevilas Kelim. Can you Tovla Kelim on Shabbos? Don't Tovla Kelim on Shabbos.
Tikkun Bar, that's the only issue. It's not bathing, not...
Yeah. Why is the bathing not an issue? Okay, I'm not sure. But they talk about the tikkun mana being the problem. So again, hot vilas gear is our business of shlosha. Emat vilas of the b'shavas. We don't know b'leiv. In tava there is a gear, but yeah, but if he did it, he is a gear. But he shouldn't do it in Shabbos. He shouldn't do it in Yontif. And you shouldn't do it by Laila. By Laila we already learned because it says Mishpah. Mishpah is done by Yom. Shabbos is because he is Kibasakin Gavra. Right? It's passive cutting it out. But you have time, Shem might be in Gavra Shabbos, that'll be Kibasakin Gavra. It's like fixing the man. We come up on Hutrach Rambam the Tam, say. It's interesting. The Gemara says, the Taz is quoting the Gemara, that you're fixing the guy. But that's not what the Shulchan Aruch says. Shulchan Aruch says, hold that you need a bez and show shlosha, so you can't do it by you. You can't do it on Shabbos. We come out, go hutz with a ram, and the Taz says, the Elokim, la vikim esakein, the near kameka. Meaning, it doesn't look like you're going to fix yourself. It looks like you're hot and you're going to cool off. That's what Gemara is saying. But once it needs to be done in front of a bezdin, so then you can't say you're going to cool off. No one cools off in front of a bezdin. So it's very clear what you're doing, and therefore it becomes problematic. So you kind of have two reasons together. The reason of you're fixing the person, and even though normally we get away with fixing the person, because it doesn't look like you're fixing the person, it's not recognizable, it just looks like you're cooling off. You want to say, since when are you allowed to cool off? Okay, that's all the complicated bathing sugyas in Hilchos Shabbos, Shum Chavav of that. So, here, what's the other bezdin? So then it doesn't look like you're cooling off anymore, and then it becomes problematic. But with the Eved, if he did it, he will be a kosher again. Because that's Reish Samach Gimel, Siv Gimel, Reish Samach Ches, Siv Gimel, and Siv Dalet.